Well, Sports Wrap is one of the greatest radio programs in all of radio. It's kind of like the Inside Outside guys during the week. They're on the weekend Sports Wrap every night at 6 o'clock here on WJR. We've got some of the best programming in radio ever. And by the way, looking forward to talking about Delta. We've got a conversation that's been going with Ed Bastian, the top guy. We're going to get him on. We spoke to him at the end of the year, and we thought, okay, we're finishing up the first 100 years. Let's kick off the second 100 years of Delta. All good. They are the official airline of the Paul W. Smith Show and the Paul W. Smith family. But then we've run into all this weather and everything else, and I'm not going to call and bug Ed, or for that matter, my other great Delta contacts, Nick DeMarco and Hussein Berry, among others who've done such good work here in Detroit. We're lucky to have Delta as our hometown airline. Anyway, a lot going on. We're trying to stay on top of it and be as fair as we possibly can. So here's the rest of the story that started with President Trump saying the Justice Department is investigating Representative Ilhan Omar over the Minnesota Democrat's personal wealth. As I understand it, she went from basically nothing to $30, $40 million in like a year. That's a head-scratcher. Michael Bulata of Bulata Law, federal criminal defense attorney, former federal prosecutor, is here to talk a little bit about the DOJ investigating Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's finances. Michael, always a pleasure, sir. Welcome.
Oh, a pleasure to be here, Paul. And surprisingly, another topic about Donald Trump. I'm going to fall off my chair.
Well, it's hard not to talk about him when he's involved in so many things at once. I'll say this. Yeah. I don't remember a president as active in as many different things as possible. And coming in right after Slow Joe, it makes it look like he's traveling beyond the speed of sound.
Well, for me, what's making it interesting, but not necessarily always in a good way, is how Donald Trump's decisions and his actions are completely against precedent of other presidents and the Department of Justice in particular, which is
on this one, Michael, help us explain.
I'd be happy to. So in this case, the fact that a elected congressperson being investigated by the Department of Justice, that happens. There's nothing unusual about that. But what is incredibly unusual, and I think it's a very bad trend and a very, very bad precedent, is for anyone at the Department of Justice, let alone the President of the United States, to publicly out a DOJ investigation that's most likely using secret grand juries and grand jury subpoenas and actions that are covered under federal law and covered from any disclosure. So I think the President probably violated federal law by announcing this investigation.
Oh,
he certainly violated precedent by coming out and saying that we're investigating her. She went from, I think he tweeted that she left Somalia with nothing. Now she's worth $44 million. Time will tell all. Okay, can you imagine, Paul, for a second? And if I, as I was investigating Mayor Kilpatrick with the FBI, if I had tweeted, we're looking at the president or we're looking at Mayor Kilpatrick, he looks like the most corrupt mayor of all time, perhaps. Time will tell. Like, I could not do that. I would never do that. And why don't we do that? And why shouldn't the president do that? Because grand juries investigate and sometimes, in a significant amount of times, it doesn't result in anyone being charged with anything. So for him to say that at this stage and to tweet that, it just turns the whole Department of Justice on its head, and it violates all that is sacred and secret about federal criminal investigation. So that was absurd that he did that, and it's completely breaking with tradition, history, practice, and the policies of the Department of Justice.
Well,
so that's my issue.
Well, my biggest fear, Michael Bulata of Bulata Law here, federal criminal defense attorney, and he's a former federal prosecutor. He knows what he's talking about. My biggest fear is when the president can't help himself and he speaks out about these things, my biggest fear is he is handing ammunition to the people who are being investigated that they might be able to use to get off. That's my primary fear on this?
Well, first of all, your fear assumes something that we don't know, whether this woman committed any crimes. And so that's why you have an investigation. You know, it would be like throwing a condolence party for someone having cancer before you get the results of the cancer test. It makes no sense, and it's unfair to people, not just Representative Omar, but anyone who's under investigation, because the investigation doesn't always result in the person being held to be guilty of any crime. So what is the crime? Is it unusual that she might have had this experience, this wealth increase? Yes. But to open a case on any publicly elected official, the Department of Justice has requirements, and so does the FBI. There have to be two separate sources of predication. I think I've explained this to the listeners before. And they both have to be independent, and both of the sources have to indicate criminal activity. So I'm curious, number one, what are those two sources that was predicated? Because remember, this investigation opened under Biden. So you would think there had to be something to open it. It wasn't opened, you know, by Trump necessarily as a vindictive act, because it was already in play. So I'd like to know, was that followed in this case? And what is his justification for going public about it? About a private investigation, confidential investigation, if not just to hurt his foes, which is a dangerous precedent to set. You know, it's what they do in countries like Ukraine and Albania, and countries where they don't have any restraint and they don't care about people's reputations and privacy and all the things that our country used to care for. And fairness, most of all.
I appreciate you feeling strongly about this and sharing your strong feelings. That's why we have you here.
What do you think? I want to know what you think on this. You think
cool? Nobody wants to know what I think.
I don't like her.
I don't like the way she's treated our country. It doesn't matter what I think.
Right, but that doesn't mean you don't treat her fairly.
Did she break the law? And well, I don't think she treats us fairly. So whatever.
We don't succumb to the lower levels of criminals. She is a criminal by acting like.
Well, you might not.
Well, all right. I don't think we should as a country. So I think it's a terrible direction, and it makes us more like third world countries and less like what we were before these kinds of things were decided, before federal prosecutors were being fired because of who their dad was, as opposed to them actually having a reason to be fired. Like Maureen Comey, for instance, like everything Trump has done, you know, that's been controversial with the Department of Justice, I think is setting terrible precedent, and it's going to end up hurting the country.
Michael Bulata of Bulata Law. With his opinion, loud and clear, federal criminal defense attorney, former federal prosecutor. Thank you, sir.
All right, call me off the air and tell me your real opinion.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I don't have a second life. I don't have a secret life here. This is it.
Call me on your burner phone. We'll talk.
Yeah, I'll call you on my burner phone. Oh, my God. All right. Thank you, Michael. We'll talk again soon, at least within the next 10 years. We will talk again. what did you get? I hope you didn't cut him off with my best end line. Oh, he cut himself off. All right. Okay. He just wanted to get out while he could. 129 at WJR.